Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 4th of June, Thursday, 2015. You're in the right place. That is, if you don't watch the mainstream news, and if you don't care that Jeb Bush is getting ready to enter the presidential foray. Yeah, he says, I got lots of money, and I'm going to get even more, and that's what it's all about. Mayor Giuliani is so pro-Jeb Bush. He is the man. Really? Does anybody believe that any of the people, other than Rand Paul, might actually do something for this country? Might actually be a president or a statesman? I don't know. It is such a joke. Literally, the election has become a joke. A billion-dollar joke, if you will, because that's what is postulated will be spent by some of the people involved in wanting to get there. So that tells you there's a lot more than a job at stake. Just to let you know, European markets are down. The FTSE's down about 75 points. CAC 64. DAX is down 124. And that all appears to be a global market sell-off due to the situation with Greece. Are they going to stay or leave the EU? And so far, the Dow is at about 76 points in the red prior to opening at 8:30 Central Time. Gold is at 1182. Never can quite get there, can it? It's amazing. Anyway, looks like Jeb Bush and Rick Perry are going to announce they're going to be in the election. Does anybody care? I mean, George Pataki, really? You know, it was funny because Giuliani was listing all the people that he thought might be presidential. Rand Paul was one that was not listed. I think he named everybody but Rand Paul. I think that should tell us something. Anyway, get out your Excel spreadsheet of terrorists. There is a new terrorist group, and it has to do with Israel. Not good. We've got a convenient enemy, new enemy for Israel now. And the U.S.-led coalition carries out 22 airstrikes against the green screen terrorist in Iraq and Syria. That is allegedly. And it looks like the U.S. and the G7 are fueling the corporate domination of Africa. Now, this has been happening for a long time. It's nothing new, and we have reported on it over and over again, but you certainly don't hear anything about this, or the average person has no idea that the G7 will soon dominate Africa. It makes you really cautious about all that, quote-unquote, aid to Africa, doesn't it? All that food going to the people in Africa? Scary. And are you ready for this? In South Korea now, there's 1,364 people now under quarantine. I will tell you why. We'll get into that story. But 1,364 people now under quarantine for a novel virus in South Korea. Now the FBI is launching a probe of Russia's 2018 World Cup award. Oh, good. I'm glad the FBI is onto something of merit, aren't you? Soccer and World Cup. By the way, that man stepped down that was just elected president of the FIFA league, as in the who cares column. I think that all that tells us is that all the sports are probably a fraud. I hate to say it, but what else are we supposed to believe? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, this guy is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and taking care of yourself and your family in a most responsible way. That's what Power Hour listeners do, and I do respect you all very much for taking care of your families, doing the next right and honorable thing, growing your own food whenever possible, even if that just means sprouts up in the cabinet. Man, I did some good sprouts. We have sprout packages at the Power Mall that contain a lot of different ones all in one package, and they are so good. The last few days, we've had sprout sandwiches at the Power Mall. A little balsamic vinegar on top of the sprouts in a sandwich. Well, you know, it's at least you're growing something green in your cabinet. You put it up there, leave it for it'll take about 3 days for them to grow, but you need to rinse them about three times a day, 2 to 3 times a day. It is living food, living food. And remember, the broccoli sprouts, which are a little bit more difficult to grow, not really, but you do need to rinse them often. The broccoli sprouts have 40 times more nutrition in the sprout than in eating the actual broccoli. That is amazing to me. But anyway, do what you can for your family in giving them living food. I don't care if you go out and get dandelions from your garden, from your yard, as long as you don't put any kind of insecticides on it. You don't want to do that anywhere in your yard because of the animals if you have pets around. Anyway, moving on to the international news, which is quite interesting when it comes to the green screen terrorists. The U.S.-led coalition carries out 22 airstrikes against ISIL in Iraq and Syria, we're told. In Syria, coalition military forces conducted 4 airstrikes using attack fighter and remotely piloted aircraft, CENTCOM said. Separately in Iraq, coalition military forces conducted 18 airstrikes approved by the Iraqi Ministry of Defense using attack, bomber, fighter, and remotely piloted aircraft against ISIL terrorists. More than 4,000 coalition airstrikes have so far failed to stem the advances of the Islamic State. In other words, the United States is impotent in doing anything. The coalition has carried out airstrikes against the Islamic State since 2014 and has not made a dent. However, they did announce yesterday, we have killed over 10,000 ISIS bad guys. But it doesn't make any difference. We could kill 20,000 and it wouldn't make any difference because they go and recruit them so fast. Now, does it make you wonder why they recruit these people so fast if they, in fact, do? Are there people in other countries saying, we're tired of the United States being in our country, messing with our people, and bombing us into oblivion? Could that possibly be a reason why these people would say, not no, but heck no? We're going to band together under whatever name, and the Excel spreadsheet is growing, believe me, and say, not no, but heck no. Anyway, supposedly now there is another terrorist group, and this one concerns me because it involves Israel. Now, the story that led yesterday was that multiple airstrikes in Gaza took place after 2 rockets launched into Israel. Now, we're told that there were 2 rockets, be that as they may be, homemade rockets. I don't know, but no damage was done in Israel. But Israel responded. Several massive explosions rocked the Gaza Strip on Thursday night, and multiple reports of Israeli jets buzzing the area. I would remind you, Gaza does not have any jets or real weapons. Now, those of you who are Israel First people, you think that's just fine, but just think about how unequal the response is to what Israel does. Anyway, it reports that 2 rockets were launched from Gaza into Israel, didn't cause any damage, and then on Wednesday, 2 missiles were fired into Israel from Gaza. However, here's the key. It was not Hamas, but it was the rival Salafist group called the, write it down, ladies and gentlemen, Omar Brigades. That's right. Omar Brigades. Now, here's the key that you're not going to hear about. They are labeling the Omar Brigades loyal to the Islamic State, IS. Here we go with IS or ISIS or ISIL or Daesh or Daesh or however you want to pronounce it. Now claiming responsibility for the attack. Are you kidding me? So now we have ISIS in Israel. Where do you think this is going? An Israeli army statement cited by Haaretz blamed Hamas for Wednesday's missile attack. However, Omar Brigade said, we get the credit for it. So now we officially, that's in air quotes, please, have ISIS in Israel. I mean, imagine the potential for this little problem. Imagine. So we now have ISIS in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and of course all the other little subsidiaries or affiliates or DBAs or whatever you want to call them, all over the place. And now we've got ISIL, ISIS, IS, whatever the legal name is now for our government to refer to them in Israel. Get ready, is all I can say. Common Dreams reports that under the specious claim of delivering aid to Africa. Western governments are backing an initiative described by some as another form of colonialism. Can we say and spell it imperialism? That is effectively enabling the corporate takeover of African nations by some of the world's biggest food and agriculture companies. On Wednesday, as corporate executives, politicians, and G7 officials assembled in Cape Town, South Africa, for a closed-door meeting of the G7's new Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition, a coalition of small-scale farmers, unions, workers, and food sovereignty groups released a statement condemning the program. I've been very concerned about the food donated ever since I talked to a Ugandan physician who told me that when the United Nations sent over food for them, they had it tested and it was full of mycotoxins. Purpose of mycotoxins in food, or the toxic effect of that, is that it lowers the immune system. And then he said when they came in with the vaccines at the very same time, we thought, uh-oh, lowering the immune system at the same time you're giving vaccines. And they disallowed their people from using the UN-donated food. I had a lot of respect for him. And he had a desire to try and tell America. He came to the United States to tell people that. And no one listened. Surprised. No, we're not. The next epidemic, now 1,364 people are under quarantine for a novel MERS virus in South Korea. It has been confirmed that 30 people in South Korea have contacted MERS, the deadly virus from the same family as SARS. And officials believe that the number is going to grow. Now remember, SARS was such a big problem in China, and they scared everybody in the United States about it. Well, two people have died. Another 1,364 people are currently being quarantined. The Korean government has closed down over 230 schools to prevent the infection from spreading MERS. Now, as you will recall, MERS is not that mortgage company that is doing all kinds of questionable activities. MERS now stands, the acronym for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus. MERS-C is what it is. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus is a relatively new virus discovered in Saudi Arabia in 2012. Wonder how they discovered it. In a lab, maybe? According to the CDC, people who contract MERS wind up with a severe and often deadly acute respiratory illness. But the very fact that they have closed down 230 schools in South Korea and we haven't heard about it? Wait a minute, CNN. More of the news that CNN, MSNBC, and Fox seem to lose. That's a huge story. 230 schools shut down. It appears now that Russia says they're ready to work with Afghanistan on curbing the drug production. Well, Russia may be ready to work with them, but I don't think the United States is. I mean, that's how we make all of our money, for black ops projects. Lavrov said during opening comments, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's conference on regional security in Moscow, we are ready to deepen constructive cooperation with Kabul in all areas. We believe that special attention is needed in the expansion of mutual action with the Afghan side in fighting against drug plantations and drug laboratories. The volume of drug production in Afghanistan is growing at a threatening pace, and the income is being absorbed not only by terrorist groups in the country, but also beyond its borders. Yeah, how do you think they support terrorist organizations? The green screen terrorist. Now, think about it. We went into Afghanistan in when? 2002? 2003? We started bombing Afghanistan, controlling Afghanistan, owning Afghanistan. And, oh, we just can't control the drug production. They're too busy giving away all our weapons to the green screen terrorists. And I want to tell you, wait till you hear the total and the type of weapons that were just taken over recently by the Green Screen Terrorists. You won't believe it. I cannot conceive of this. We'll be back after this. 4 minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, except for the government is not. The government that's supposed to be of, by, and for the people is of, by, and for itself and the green screen terrorist. They are funding them. They are creating them. They are maintaining them and supplying them. Yesterday, CNN, bless Wolf Blitzer's heart, was telling everybody about how much stuff military stuff has gone toward the green screen terrorist. Now, he doesn't call him the green screen terrorist. I do. Absolutely unbelievable. Listen to this, how he started off, how they start off talking about, well, unfortunately, we have lost a lot of our weapons to ISIS, or ISIL, or IS, or Daesh, or whatever you want to call them. Or let's just call them green screen terrorists, because there's all kinds of them. You know, it takes, if you put in names of terrorist groups, you're going to be astounded. Now, can anybody track these people? Of course not. But they create them to create confusion, in my estimation. Well, listen to this. The United States has provided and lost to the enemy, and whoever you want to call the enemy, 2,300 Humvees. Now, wait a second. Think about the military installation it would take to house 2,300 Humvees. But that's not all. 40 M1A battle tanks. 40 battle tanks. 74,000 machine guns. What? Now, wait a second. Is this something where you just kind of like lose track of 74,000 machine guns? But if they give you the excuse that, oh, well, the Iraqi military was so scared, they just ran. Ran where? 52 howitzer mobile gun systems. I'm not done yet. Again, okay, Humvees, 2,300. M1A1 main battle tanks, 40. Machine guns, 74,000. At 12 per case, that's a lot of machine guns. Howitzer mobile gun systems, 52. Humvees, 1,000 Humvees. And by the way, there are also at least, I can't remember if it was 6 or 60, it was probably 600, MRAP vehicles. Remember those are the highly wrapped with depleted uranium? And well, so are the M1A1 main battle tanks, but the MRAP vehicles, those are $1 million apiece. We have spent, the U.S. government, with your money, in other words, you have spent $25 billion to train the Iraqi army that gave them all the weapons and ran away. Remember, they needed the tear-off uniforms. $25 billion to train the Iraqi army. Oh, we're not done yet. 2,000 AT-4 missiles to destroy all of the stuff I just told you about. So now, not only did we give them all the stuff, now we have to go buy the people of this country, of by and for the people, go buy 2,000 AT-4 missile systems to destroy. And so far they have destroyed 77 tanks and 288 Humvees. And they are spending $8.9 million a day. Now, that is why people don't have jobs in this country, because they were taken overseas to create the sucking sound of the middle class. That's why you cannot afford to go buy organic food if you choose to. That's why you cannot put your children in a special school just right for them, or even better, homeschool them. Because you're too busy buying 2,300 Humvees, 40 M1A1 main battle tanks, 74,000 machine guns, 52 howitzer mobile gun systems, 1,000 Humvees, 6 MRAPs, $25 billion to train the Iraqi army, 2,000 AT-4 systems to go and destroy what they just gave away, and the $8.9 million per day to kill people. What about the loss of human life? The loss of human life. One life is more important than everything I just mentioned, but not to the U.S. military, Department of Defense, and Department of State. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Julie Shryan.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for being a part of the truth. That's right. Oh, my word. Why would they tell you about all those weapons missing? What's the point? Why, in your face, want to know what a fool you are for paying for all this stuff? Well, let us tell you how you got ripped off. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. Anyway, let me thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We're going to be talking to Perrier in the next hour on living clay. The Nature's Own Miracle, which is calcium bentonite clay. And her book, Living Clay, is the absolute best. It lists every problem that you might have and how to use clay on it. It's excellent, absolutely excellent. So the clay is on special at the Power Mall. Detox clay powder, the 1 pound, half gallon. And by the way, we still have some 5 gallon for the garden use. Clays available for $100. They have been decreased in price from $125 to $100. Now, there is shipping and handling on 5 gallons, I would tell you. And also the cleansing clay mask and the books are on special at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. DirtyBombAttack.com. Also, there's been a lot of talk about surviving a dirty bomb attack. Well, we have the book on surviving a dirty bomb attack at the Power Mall. What to do? Because I'm telling you, they're telling us it's coming. Okay, let me get back to the issue of all those weapons before the break that I told you that we have given away to the green screen terrorist. Well, now the story, the next escalation, the FBI launches a probe of Russia's 2018 World Cup award. Are you serious? You've got all these weapons missing in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, I don't know, Pakistan, wherever they are. And you've got the FBI going, well, we want to investigate the World Cup. Why don't you go find all those weapons? I mean, that is if you really wanted to find the weapons. I don't think they do. So, oh well, the weapons are gone. We gave them to the enemies, and now we're going to have to go bomb the enemies to get the weapons away from them. But they're not going to get them away because there's just going to be more and more of those green screen terrorist groups. I mean, this is like astounding, ladies and gentlemen. Also, under Hillary Clinton, the United States sold 66, don't you like the number, million dollars in chemical arms to the Clinton Foundation donors, gassing their citizens. Zero Hedge reports during the roughly 2 years of Arab Spring protest that confronted authoritarian governments with popular uprisings, Clinton's State Department approved $66 million worth of so-called Category 14 exports. Category 14 exports are those that are toxicological agents, including chemical agents, biological agents, and associated equipment that we're not supposed to be doing anyway. And they sold them to 9 Middle Eastern governments that either donated to the Clinton Foundation or whose affiliated groups paid Bill Clinton speaking fees. Now, this is absolutely so deplorable. Where is the U.S. Attorney General on this one? Think of the conflict of interest. Well, even worse than that, the illegality. We're not supposed to be selling biological and chemical agents to other countries. In one case, Goldman Sachs paid Bill Clinton $200,000 for a speech before lobbying the Clinton-led State Department on the Export-Import Bank legislation and on multiple occasions. Foreign government donors to the Clinton Foundation were awarded arms deals to the tune of more than $150 billion. Everybody's got money but the people. Isn't that amazing? The Clinton-run State Department's approval of chemical and biological exports to the Egyptian government increased in volume just as dollars flowed from Mubarak-linked entities into the coffers of Clinton family concerns. A group closely associated with the Mubarak government paid Bill Clinton 250 thou speaking fee in 2010, less than 4 months before the Egyptian revolution began in 2012, a firm with an ownership stake in the company that manufactured the tear gas reportedly used by Egyptian security forces against the uprising, and paid $100,000 to $250,000 for another Bill Clinton speech. Wouldn't you like to put them on a lie detector? Wouldn't you like to get Hillary and Bill for 5 minutes on a lie detector? The approval of American chemical weapon sales to Egypt, as Mubarak's associates were stocking Clinton family interests with cash, is but one example of this dynamic that prevailed through Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. Do you actually believe she was being Secretary of State? She was making deals, which is why all these people go into the government fairly middle class and come out as the elite. There was a 50% overall increase in such export approvals to the same countries over the 2 years prior to the Arab Spring. Now, see, we talk about what we exported to Iraq in the 1980s, just prior to the Gulf War. Well, it worked then, and it's working now. And we allow it. I mean, how can anyone be expected to adhere to any rule, regulation, code, or law, given the fact that those in the government absolutely do not adhere to it? But yet all the little people who are sitting at the table after they purchased their rope from the government do, as good little citizens, braid the rope to hang their families with. Sorry, but that is the way it is. Live anthrax? Oh, we are so stupid. Remember I told you, every day it's going to grow. They're going to break it a little bit. Tell you a little bit about the story, then every day it's going to be more and more. It's going to be maximized and maximized. Well, now, it was originally 2 labs. We're up to 51 labs in 17 states, 3 nations, the Pentagon, and 400 lots of anthrax. Now, could they have been this stupid? Yes. But for 10 years? I think not. So what is the purpose of all of this? To have a way to actually say, oh, we've got an epidemic here? Oh, my goodness, everybody is dying of anthrax? I don't know. But, I mean, this stupidity, and no one is mentioning anything about any kind of action other than the Pentagon cannot figure out how it got to their own lab. The Pentagon cannot figure out how many batches were sent out. The Pentagon cannot figure out how they got out. The Pentagon cannot figure out anything, especially why the green screen terrorists all now own all our weapons. Now, pretty soon it's going to be, you know, I can imagine this, listeners, waking up one day and hearing on the news, well, it appears that anthrax was sent to ISIS. Now, I'm just saying this. This has not been released yet. But ISIS and all the other preferred, you know, green screen groups now have anthrax. I can just hear it. How did it get sent to the Pentagon? Well, the Pentagon wants to know but can't quite figure it out. Oh, and by the way, there's no danger to the public. But some 200 people are being treated, and they do use Cipro, which has other problems, of course. Anyway, WikiLeaks strikes again. They have leaked some TISA documents exposing the corporate plan for reshaping global economy. If you want more depression, you can read that. An enormous corporate-friendly treaty that has many people that many people have not heard of was thrust into the public limelight Wednesday, when famed publisher of government and corporate secrets, WikiLeaks, released 17 documents from closed-door negotiations between countries that together comprise two-thirds of the world's economy. Analysts warn the preliminary review shows that the pact, known as the Trade in Services Agreement, the TISA, I'm telling you, it's depressing, is aimed at further privatizing and deregulating vital services from transportation to healthcare, with a potentially devastating impact for people of the countries involved in the deal and the world more broadly. All these deals to take away your rights and shut us down. Well, to hometown news, homeland news. And by the way, doesn't that just really bug you when they keep referring to protecting the homeland? Well, in Michigan, they're protecting the homeland. Explosions are rocking the Michigan neighborhood as U.S. Army urban training begins there. They're doing a 10-day U.S. Army urban military training exercise in Flint, Michigan, with explosions rocking neighborhoods and scaring residents who had no idea what was actually happening. What are they thinking? With less than 3 hours between a city press release and the beginning of the exercise, residents were left in the dark about the urban military training until the last possible moment. Most had no idea what was happening as their homes shook from the force of the simulated explosions. You know what? If you feel in your home an explosion, guess what? That has the potential for damaging your foundation, your home, breaking stuff. They had no idea what was going on. They're simulated explosions? Really? What difference does it make if it's simulated or real if it rocks your house? Now, forgive me, I know I'm only a nurse by trade, but simulated explosions rock the house, but that's no big deal. One person said, it was like a huge, big explosion. It shook my whole house. It shook the ground. Oh, well, poor little citizen. It was only simulated. I mean, oh, you are so stupid, people. Listen to what we say. It was only simulated. Don't you get tired of that? The Democrats are pushing gun control with smart tech handgun rules. The Trigger Safety Act, introduced by Senator Edward Markey. Gun dealers would be required to install smart gun technology that fires only if it recognizes the shooter, such as the person who purchased the gun or someone they designate as the authorized shooter. Some smart gun technologies use fingerprints. Others require the shooter to wear a Bluetooth bracelet. Oh, no, that's handy. I want to use my gun, but I can't find my Bluetooth bracelet. Or, are you ready for this? Get ready. Duct tape your head together. Or you must receive a microchip implant that unlocks the gun. Now, which of those would be acceptable to you? Always 24 hours a day wearing a Bluetooth bracelet. Or receiving a microchip implant to unlock your gun. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? When will you draw your line in the sand and mean it? Oh, here's another story. Michigan City announces they're going to raise the citizens' taxes to pay for police brutality. Now, this is Inkster, Michigan, is giving its residents a one-time tax hike to pay for the massive settlement for Floyd Dent, a man brutally beaten during a traffic stop. In January, police were caught on camera brutally dragging Dent from his vehicle, then choking him, beating him, tasing him. He had no criminal history, did not appear to be resisting at all. He was charged with assault, resisting arrest, possession of cocaine after the violent beating that left him hospitalized for 2 days. All charges against this man were dropped. All charges dropped. He wasn't doing anything wrong. A video later emerged of an officer placing what appeared to be cocaine from his pocket in Dent's car. I repeat, a video later emerged of an officer placing what no name officer, by the way. He will remain anonymous and protected. The officer placed what appeared to be cocaine from his pocket in Dent's car, the man's car. Now, Inkster, Michigan is set to add a charge for all taxpayers on July 1st, a hike that is expected to bring $6.45 million to cover the cost of the lawsuit. You guys are crazy to pay that. But what do? They have you intimidated, right? They'll take your property, haul you off to prison, take your children. Baltimore police fired 72 officers in 3 years for misconduct. Oops. Sounds like Baltimore police, you have a problem. 72 police officers were forced to separate from the agency. They were internally charged with misconduct, false statements, criminal activities, neglecting their duty, and other offenses. It wasn't for eating donuts on duty, I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen. And if you live in Pagedale, Missouri, you have a problem. Government Slaves reports that not mowing your lawn regularly having a missing shingle from your roof, or failing to put curtains or screens on your windows can lead to thousands of dollars in fines. And if jail fines aren't paid, these residents, Valerie and Vincent Blount of Pagedale, Missouri, face $1,810 in fines for offenses such as peeling paint, having an overgrown tree, and not recycling. Oh my gosh. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports this. Other residents have been fined for having barbecue pits and toys in the front yard, for having basketball hoops in the street, and for not making their children wear bicycle helmets, and for walking in the street. In other words, more laws make for no freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Joseph Watson and economist Martin Armstrong are warning that the elites are fearing bank runs. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to have Perrier joining us in this next hour, and then Wolfgang Helbig on the Sandy Hook murders, alleged murders, at the 10 o'clock or the 9 o'clock hour. But we only have him for about 30 minutes, so we'll talk to him at 9 a.m. Central Time. Investors start to panic as a global bond market crash begins. Economic collapse says that is the financial collapse that so many are expecting in the second half of 2015 already beginning? Many have believed that we would see bond crash before the stock market crashes, and that is precisely what is happening right now. Since mid-April, the yield on the 10-year German bonds shot up from 0.05% to 0.89%. But much of that jump has come this week. Just a couple of days ago, the yield on the 10-year German bonds was sitting at 0.54%. And it isn't just Germany. Bond yields are going crazy all over Europe. So far, it's actually being estimated that global investors have lost more than $500 billion. And there's much more room for these bonds to fall. And in the end, the overall losses could be well into the trillions even before the stock market collapses. Paul Joseph Watson says that economist Martin Armstrong warns that the financial elite are plotting to abolish cash, but are wary of the public becoming aware of the plan because it could cause bank runs. A meeting to discuss the move towards eliminating physical currency took place at the luxury Mandarin Oriental Hyde Park Hotel in London recently, during which Kenneth Rogoff of Harvard University and William Buter, the chief economist at Citigroup, gave presentations. According to Armstrong, the lack of press coverage was deliberate and intended to avoid sending panic to the people. Danger, red flag, it is time to send panic to the people, which would lead to a massive bank run if people really understood what they're talking about at these meetings. In other words, that's why you have CNN and Fox and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, to keep you from knowing what's really happening. Now listen to this. Remember we were talking about all those billions and billions of dollars spent in a phony war with a green screen terrorist and all the weapons that have allegedly been lost because, oh, we are so stupid and impotent. The U.S. government cannot function. Well, at the time that they're giving away billions of weapons, 47% of Americans would now have to borrow or sell something to cover an unexpected expense of $400. Can you believe that? About half of the people in this country would have to sell something or borrow money to handle an unexpected expense of $400. Well, when are we going to say, what? And yet you can go and lose billions and billions. Oh, just to be exact, 2,300 Humvees, 40 M1A1 bank battle tanks, 74,000 machine guns, 52 howitzer mobile gun systems, 1,000 Humvees, another 1,000 Humvees, and 6 MRAP vehicles, $25 billion to train the Iraqi army, 2,000 AT-4 missile systems now to destroy all that stuff we just mentioned. Unbelievable. And 50% of Americans can't even handle a charge, an unexpected charge of $400? Wow. Oklahoma joins Texas in prohibiting local bans on fracking. Well, just keep on having those earthquakes in Oklahoma, and they will. PayPal has a horrifying new user agreement. The company has robocall and auto text users now at will. They created the first biolimb. They can bring a limb back to life. Oh, my gosh. Makes you wonder what else they can do. And after this 1 minute, 10-second break, this lawn service is owned by Monsanto in disguise. Let's talk about that after this 1 minute, 10-second break.